from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the community in Jersey City is marking the five-year anniversary this month of the deadly shooting at a kosher grocery store. On Thursday, members from the Anti-Defamation League, the Jewish Federation of Northern New Jersey, and the Israeli American Council will come together at City Hall in Jersey City for a panel discussion about ongoing efforts to fight anti-Semitism and hate. Back on December 10th, 2019, a man and woman shot and killed a detective and then three others in a series of crimes, including what officials believe was a targeted attack on a Jewish deli. New Jerseyans could see some relief from their high heating bills. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is pushing legislation that would provide a $350 tax credit to help with the cost of heating. Gottheimer says it was wrong for the Board of Public Utilities to sign off on a double-digit rate hike for New Jersey natural gas.
The more than half a million Jersey families in Monmouth, Ocean, Morris, Middlesex, and Burlington counties who get their gas from New Jersey natural gas will see a nearly 16% increase on their utility bills.
Another piece of legislation sponsored by Gottheimer would require utility companies to notify customers directly within 10 days of the start of a billing cycle when their energy usage goes higher than their average. A Jersey shore town votes to end a decade-long legal battle over going rogue and doing its own beach repairs.
Pending public comment, North Wildwood City Council is voting to accept a settlement with the State Department of Environmental Protection. The city will drop its lawsuit that was seeking to be repaid for $30 million in sand trucked in and deposited on severely eroding beaches. In turn, the state will cancel $12 million in fines against North Wildwood for doing such work without approval. An emergency project was done by the state last summer as the city awaits a federal project next year. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Online predators, they're lurking on social media sites, gaming platforms, and chat rooms looking for the opportunity to exploit your children. The FBI estimates that 500,000 predators are online daily, with kids between the ages of 12 and 15 most at risk. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall, targeted protecting New Jersey children from online predators tomorrow night at 7. Are we in for rain and snow tonight? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We're doing fine this afternoon. Tomorrow is not going to be a nice weather day. Snow and rain really are the least of our worries here. We could see up to an inch of accumulation somewhere in New Jersey. The wind is the big deal here, gusting over 40 miles an hour throughout the day tomorrow. That's going to hurt. That's going to be a cold wind. So snow and rain showers come into play late tonight. Could be some reduced visibility, light accumulation, slippery spots, especially to the north and west. Also turning windy late tonight. Showers will end by mid-morning tomorrow, then clearing skies, windy and blustery all day. Temperatures will fall from around 40 tomorrow morning to around the freezing mark by sunset. Friday is going to be the coldest day of the week. Sunny and breezy, highs only in the mid-30s. Warming up a bit through this weekend with bright skies and dry weather. Upper 30s on Saturday, upper 40s on Sunday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Hackensack 37, New Brunswick 38, Evesham 40. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by MyPillow. The MyPillow Christmas extravaganza is finally here. With hundreds of MyPillow products on sale, there's something for everyone. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Jersey to save on all MyPillow products. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.